Welcome to this old school masterclass. We're going deep on a very specific jungle and drum and bass move, turning vocals into texture, not a lead. Think chopped syllables, crunchy time stretch artifacts, band limited radio midrange, and that sequenced, percussive feel that glues your drums and bass together like it's part of the break. This is advanced, so I'm going to assume you already know your way around live session and arrangement. You're comfortable with warping, slicing, and basic routing. The focus today is on decisions, where the vocal sits in the frequency lane, how it grooves against a 172 BPM pocket, and how you commit character by resampling. Settle in, get a loop running, and let's build a 16-bar vocal texture system you can actually perform and arrange with. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. Anywhere in that 170 to 174 range is perfect, but 172 is a sweet spot for rollers and jungle-adjacent stuff. Now, don't design this vocal in a vacuum. Have a basic drum and bass loop playing while you work. Kick, snare on 2 and 4, some shuffled hats, and a bass line, even if it's just a placeholder reese and sub. This matters, because vocals that sound huge solo often collapse the groove once the snare and bass show up. Create 3 audio tracks and name them Vox Chops, Vox Ghost, and Vox Resample. Before we even touch vibe effects, do a quick mental frequency job. In DNB, vocal texture lives in a narrow lane. Your main chops will mostly live in that 1K to 6K zone. Your ghost layer is more like 2K to 10K, but it must be ducked so it reads as space, not cymbal haze. And your resampled texture? That usually works best as a band-limited mid-range object, almost like a stab, not full range. All right, choose a vocal. Do not overthink this. One word can beat enough. Run, selecta, danger, pull up. Anything with clear consonants. Consonants are your heroes in busy drops. Vowels smear. Consonants cut. Drag the vocal onto Vox Chops. Open the clip and turn warp on. Now, here's the old school mindset. If it sounds too clean, you're probably in the wrong warp mode. Complex and Complex Pro can be great, but for texture they can be too polite. Try tones if you've got sustained vowel material and you want it smooth but synthetic. Set grain size around 10 to 25. Try texture if you want grain shimmer and that classic time stretch sheen. Grain size around 70 to 130, and flux around 10 to 25%. Try beats if you want hard choppy artifacts. Set preserve to 1/16 or 1/32. Turn transient loop on if you want those nasty little repeats. While it plays with your drums, listen for the point where it becomes an instrument rather than a sentence. That's the target. Now we chop. Fast method. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient to start. Live will generate a drum rack full of slices, laid out like drum hits. This is the big conceptual shift. You are about to program vocals like percussion. Not singing, not lyrics. Groove. Create a MIDI clip on that new slice track. Start with a 2-bar loop. Here's a classic 2-step feel to try at 172. In bar 1, place hits on 1.2, 1.4, and 2.3. In bar 2, place hits on 1.3, 2.2, and 2.4, then add a couple of tasteful 1/16 pickups right before the snare. Not everywhere, just enough to make it feel like the vocal is teasing the backbeat. Now, velocity is everything. If all your chops are the same velocity, it will sound like a MIDI exercise. Accents up around 100 to 127. Ghost chops down around 25 to 60. And here's a pro move. Before you compress or distort anything, balance slice to slice level with clip gain. Clip gain is your secret macro. Get the intention right first, so your saturator reacts predictably later. You'll need less sidechain, and the groove stays bigger. Once the pattern feels good, do a quick groove check. If it feels too rigid, don't immediately start dragging notes. Instead, go to track delay on the vocal chop track. Push it late by 5 to 15 milliseconds for a laid-back roll, or pull it early by about 5 milliseconds if you want it to bite like a rimshot. This is one of those old-school character decisions you should print later when you resample. Now let's build the main Vox Chops processing chain. Keep it stock. First, EQ 8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, 24 dB slope, your clearing space for sub and snare body. Then find harshness around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, and dip it a couple dB if it's poking. Q around 1.5 is a good start. Optionally, add a gentle shelf around 10K for a little air, but keep it subtle. Next, auto filter. Set it to low pass. Frequency anywhere between 1.2K and 6K depending on your sample, and we're going to modulate it. Resonance around 10 to 25%, drive 2 to 6 dB, and set the envelope amount around 10 to 30% so each chop speaks a bit more on the transient. Then saturator. Analog clip mode is a great vibe choice for this. Drive 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, and pull the output down so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Then utility, width around 80 to 110%. The key idea, keep the main chops fairly centered. If you make the main layer super wide, your mix gets impressive and messy. Save width for the ghost. At this point, you should have present, gritty, mix-ready chops that sit inside the drums instead of on top of them. Now we add movement, because old-school vocal texture is never static. Automate auto-filter frequency with small swings every half bar. Not huge EDM filter sweeps. Think subtle mouth movement. Automate saturator drive on fills, like at the end of 4, 8, or 16 bars, so energy lifts without needing more volume. And for that old rave DNA, pick 2 or 3 slices and transpose them so they behave like a stab. One slice at 0 semitones, one at minus 5, one at plus 7. Now when you sequence between them, you're getting musical call and response inside the percussion language. If you want formantish movement without a dedicated formant plugin, fake it with EQ automation. Take 2 EQ8 bell bands, put one around 700 to 1.2k with a small boost, and another around 2.2 to 3.5k with a small dip. Then slowly move them in opposite directions over 4 to 8 bars. Even on a single syllable, it reads like vowel change. Next, the Vox Ghost layer. This is your stereo wash that follows the groove, but never steps on the snare. Duplicate Vox chops to Vox Ghost. On Vox Ghost, start with EQ8. High pass higher, around 250 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz to remove fizz, because this layer is supposed to be space, not cymbals. Add hybrid reverb. Choose hall or plate. Decay 2.5 to 6.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds. Large size. Mix around 25 to 45% if it's inserted. Or, even better, put your reverb on a return track and send to it, so you can treat reverb consistently across the whole track. Add a delay for bounce. 8th note or 3/16th time. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it so the echoes live mostly in the mids and highs. Add auto pan. Rate half note or 1 bar. Amount 20 to 45%. Phase at 180 degrees so it feels wide. Now compress it with sidechain from your drum bus. Ratio 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Set threshold for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on kick and snare. Key your note. If you can, sidechain the reverb itself rather than crushing the whole ghost. Put hybrid reverb on a return. Then sidechain compress that return from the snare and kick. The vocal can stay present, but the space breathes around the drums. That's how you get bigger without clutter. Okay. Now we print character. This is where it really becomes old school. Create a new audio track called Vox Resample. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. And record 8 to 16 bars of your vocal sequence playing with drums and bass. Now you've got a single audio loop you can treat like a break. This is huge. You stop endlessly tweaking and you start doing Rethel Jungle Science. Chop, gate, reverse, stretch, rearrange. On that resampled audio clip, set warp mode to beats. Preserve 1/16. Transient loop on. Then chop the resample into quarter notes or 8 notes and rearrange. You'll instantly get that sampled loop energy, because it is one now. Now build the resample texture chain. First, redux, lightly. Downsample around 6 to 14 kHz. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Don't nuke it. You want age, not broken. Then saturator or roar if you want more aggression. Drive around 5 to 12 dB, but keep output gain staged. Then auto-filter in bandpass mode for that telephone, rave radio vibe. Tweepable range from about 800 Hz to 3.2 kHz. Resonance 20 to 35%. Then a gate. Set threshold so tails pump in time. Fast return. Optional but deadly, sidechain the gate from a tight 16th note hat pattern. That turns the resample into a transgated texture that still feels DNB, because it's locked to your drum grid. One more advanced spice. Noise floor authenticity. Create a super low-level noise bed. Filter it band-limited and gate it rhythmically with the vocal pattern or sidechain gate. It fills the cracks like old sampler playback and makes chopped edits feel less sterile. Now we turn the whole thing into an instrument you can perform. On Vox chops, or better, group the vocal tracks and put this on the group. Add an audio effect rack and map macros. Map a tone macro to auto-filter frequency. Map bite to saturator drive. Map air to the EQ high shelf gain. Map space to your reverb send mount, or hybrid reverb mix if you inserted it. Map width to utility width. Map gate mount to the gate threshold on the resample chain if you're controlling that texture. Map duck to the sidechain compressor threshold. And if you're in drum rack, map a pitch scatter control to transpose on selected slices, so you can shift the vibe without rewriting MIDI. Here's a really fun performance concept. Build a single rinse switch macro. When you turn it up for one bar, it does four things at once. It pushes a band pass up into telephone range. It reduces width toward mono. It adds a little drive. And it increases send to a short slap delay. Automate that for exactly one bar before a drop or before a mid-drop switch, and it becomes instant system-style signposting. Now arrangement. This is where you stop thinking loop and start thinking energy plan. Tier 1. Intro or early build. Ghost layer only, filtered down around 1K. Minimal rhythm. You're implying the vocal, not stating it. Tier 2. Main drop bass line. Sparse chops. Light ghost. Drums and bass are the headline. Tier 3. Hype moments. The resampled gated texture appears only on key turnarounds, like every 8 or 16 bars, or the last bar before a switch. Short appearances hit harder than a constant presence. Classic jungle move, mute vocals for the first two bars of the drop, then bring them in as a call-out on bar 3 or 5. That tension and payoff is pure rave psychology. And don't forget negative space as a hook. Choose one signature syllable and remove it for the first half of a phrase, then bring it back. People latch onto the absence and return more than an always-on pattern. Let's cover common mistakes so you can dodge them fast.